This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 7 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review, presented to you by some of the smartest people that I know of, but that tells you not much because I have a really small circle of friends. So we'll see how well we can do.
Thanks.
And then I'm here too.
Yeah. I'll take it. I'll take that.
Yeah, of course you'll take it. James, no, I was going to say James Comey is here, but...
Oh, isn't that amazing?
So Joe Crummy has filled in for James Comey with his evil thoughts. He's got an audio podcast that has had a number of things to say about the James Comey thing, as you can imagine. Victoria Keelan, who is a member of the DJV staff and squad, is here with her thoughts on some of the issues, according to Talkers Magazine this week. And Rich McFadden, who has been a part of this broadcast since he was 13 years old.
Right around
there,
yeah.
He's matured in thinking along the way. His body and his mind are much bigger, thank heavens, for all of those things. So let's get to what the list from Talkers looks like. A lot of sports activity, both 10 and 9, about the season finals going on in the NBA and the NHL. I guess there is a lot of talk about LeBron James and what the Cleveland folks, that they'd make fast work of Golden State, not so fast, however. As this program broadcasts, the season may be over, who knows. But anyway, a lot of attention to that and hockey. The only thing that I know this week that was new in hockey is that somebody came into my barnyard with a hockey stick and broke the light on a car. That was that was the extent of my hockey involvement, although I heard there were some other things going on in the world of hockey. All right, the Wonder Woman film is number 8. What's going on in the Middle East, especially the focus on Qatar? How do we pronounce that? Qatar?
Qatar.
Okay. The NSA in number 6 position, the Paris Accord number 5, the elections in England number 4, the attack in Iran number 3, the Russian investigation number 2, and Comey in that circus number 1.
Are we done now? Is that it? We're done?
Well, that's the list. The people on the list, I don't even know who Kevin Durant is. I probably shouldn't
look at it. Basketball player.
Okay, of course. Hillary Clinton got a job offer to be a radio talk show host in New York this week. Theresa May, Loretta Lynch. Really? She's back at it again?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Jeff Sessions, John McCain, Michael Flynn, Donald Trump, James Comey. Comey's number 1 over Trump, which I find interesting, and that's the first time that happened.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
6 months. It doesn't make any sense, Rich. This whole thing is ridiculous.
It makes
no sense at all.
The media circus that has surrounded James Comey makes sense that he is the most talked about person.
Yeah.
Now, the reality is there enough information there to warrant his being talked about that much?
No.
No.
No, it's all about evil Trump, as it always is.
Yes. Well, I just found him to be a whiner. So Richie and Joe and I agree. So I want to hear from Victoria.
About James Comey?
Comey or James Comey?
Joe seems like a good guy.
Joe is a good guy. Comey's a good guy, too. He's kind of a wimp.
I think he's a total wimp. But if I were Trump, I was thinking about this. Remember a couple of weeks ago, they had a story about how Comey was intimidated by Trump and he was hiding in the curtains because he had a blue blazer on and the curtains were blue and he was hiding there because he was afraid of Trump and they were making a big deal out of it. If I were Trump and I had some guy like that as my FBI director, I'd can him too.
Right. Yeah, and dude is like 6'8".
Yeah, he's a big guy.
He's 6'8". Lurch.
Richie would tell you that we'd be, it's even getting into the ranks of the people running the country, we're becoming a bunch of wimps. Don't leave me with Trump or help me.
Right. How weird is that? Well, don't leave me alone with him?
It was telling. I was listening to NPR, And I heard even NPR is basically asking their guests, even their, they were interviewing Ben Cardin from Maryland, Democratic senator from Maryland, and they were saying, is there really anything, shouldn't we be paying attention to whether Russia actually was able to do anything instead of whether there's any collusion between the Trump administration and Russia? Because doesn't it seem like we're chasing our tails? When you've got NPR basically taking that tactic against a Democratic senator that they're questioning, and the Democratic senator, Ben Cardin, really wasn't that strong. He said, was it inappropriate? Yes. And but whenever they tried to press
the Russian thing or the testimony,
just Trump in general
was inappropriate with Comey.
Of course he is. He's inappropriate half of the time. So what?
Exactly. Cardin says yes, he was inappropriate, and then they would try to push him. Was there any obstruction of justice? Do you? Well, we're going to have to leave that to Robert Mueller. So even
yeah, of course we will. Yeah, for the next year and a half. You know, it's so funny because I was watching CNN yesterday when the sort of the bottom fell out of the obstruction thing. They were talking about what you were just talking about, that it was inappropriate. And David Axelrod was on there yesterday. And his big rap was, oh, well, this is the shredding of the norm.
And Axelrod was an advisor to Obama. All right, you may recall about 3 or 4 minutes ago, I said, Victoria, it's your turn. I haven't heard a peep out of him. You guys hogged the microphone.
I know,
so
we did.
We gave her the opening. She didn't take it. So we dropped
it. Evil plots.
Look, the James Comey thing, it's, you know, I mean, I think most Americans feel that if there was anything there, then fine. If someone belongs in an orange jumpsuit, put them in an orange jumpsuit. I mean, or not, then move on. And this was this is the Hillary email thing all over again. I think America is sick of this. We're just absolutely sick of it. And the truth is, the NPR, whoever was asking that question, is right. This is about Russia. Russia did do some stuff. We don't know exactly what.
Didn't they hack into some other? Wasn't there some other country that got hacked this week?
I mean, Russia is really, you know, Russia's involvement in the election, whether Trump had anything to do with it or not, or any connection to it, that's really what we need to be focusing on. And Putin is probably so stoked right now that everyone's focusing on Comey versus Trump.
He won.
It's ridiculous.
He won. Putin is no different than ISIS or Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, exactly.
They're sitting back laughing, smoking a big cigar and a glass of brandy, going, I did it.
You know, the thing is, though, if you think about the hacking, and of course we want to, it's an important topic. We want to protect the integrity of the programs or whatever it is that people are trying to get into and all of that. They're not going to be able to stop the fake news. They're not going to be able to stop any of that stuff. What do they think they're going to be able to do about that? There's no way to stop that stuff.
Educate the populace. Educate people like you right now listening to us who are having conversations, talking with your friends, talking with us. You're informed so that when the fake news comes through, you know to check in a second and third place to see whether that story is actually true.
Right. You have to listen to Doug, and you have to listen to my evil thoughts. That's how it works. That is your protection against the Russians right there.
To listen to an audio podcast, you have to move the mouse over the title. When it comes to, it's on iTunes. You can download, subscribe to Joe's podcast, Evil Thoughts. Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, as we review the items on this week's Talkers Countdown at 15 past the hour.
When you need spent a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Ow. Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Goldbond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Goldbond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Goldbond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
A global pump manufacturer, Grundfos, recently polled consumers to learn how they value water and water services. The results show a divide between water professionals and American consumers on water issues. For example, while 80% of water utility managers expect a water shortage within the next 10 years, half of all respondents believe they'll never be affected by a water shortage. And while current events like the water quality crisis in Flint, Michigan raise consumer awareness, one-third of those surveyed said they don't know enough about the condition of their water supply. The aging infrastructure of America's water system is another looming issue. Grundfos executive Robert Montenegro explains why his company is helping water utilities to educate consumers.
Grundfos is a leader in sustainability and energy-efficient pumping systems, so we are well-positioned to focus public consciousness around these issues. Knowledgeable consumers make powerful advocates, exactly what the ailing water infrastructure needs right now.
To find out more, visit whoRunsTheWater.com.
When you need spent a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Goldbond pain and itch relief cream with lidocaine. Goldbond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Goldbond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
This is an affordable program. The price we charge you for the information you get is a real bargain. Every week, some of the nation's top broadcasters reviewing the Talk Magazine list of the important items being discussed in the sort of serious world of news talk radio, the top 10 items, the people, all that good stuff, and the things that really sort of stick in our craw, if you will. The Russian investigation, so we've handled sort of the testimony of the Russian investigation. I don't know that we learned a lot about, and I don't know what there is to say about who attacked Iran. They claim the Saudis did, and Daesh claimed responsibility for it. Most Americans think everybody in the Middle East is evil, that the Iranians are as bad as the Saudis, and the Saudis are as bad as the Syrians, and the Syrians are as bad as you name your poison. So the fact that they're fighting among one another seems rather interesting, or does it point out something that we don't understand? What do you think, Joe?
Well, I'll tell you right now, what I thought was interesting about it is that Iran is tweeting about it. They have a guy that is tweeting like, this is not cool. And I just thought, wow, this is great. They're in the game. This is really neat. They're tweeting now.
All the world needs Iran on Twitter.
Right, you're right, exactly. Right. Gerard Zarif is tweeting, this is great. So Twitter is the international currency of ideas now. And, they claim we did it. Trump said, you know, I'm really sorry it happened to the people, but you guys suck anyway, and that ticked everybody off. he said, well, you guys kind of, he didn't say you guys kind of deserve it, but he said you guys are.
So here's what he said, when you support state terrorism, this is what is going to happen.
This is what you get. Right?
How many people saw the study of Donald Trump and his sleeping habits and the ideas that came from a couple of sleep experts who are watching his actions, paying attention to him yawning?
They can see he tweets all night. And
yeah, right. Yeah. They think that he's sleep deprived and therefore maybe not making the decisions that he ought to in the way that he ought to. And his outbursts and his anger and stuff is apparently fodder from the experts suggesting that he's just not getting enough sleep.
Where did you see that? MSNBC? Who's doing that reporting?
But he never did sleep a lot, even when he was just like, I'm a New Yorker, and that was just something, that's a known fact about Donald Trump. He sleeps 3 or 4 hours a night. He always has. Hey. It's not healthy, but he always has.
Let me tell you something. If you're married to somebody who looks like Melania, you're likely to be sleep deprived.
Okay. Hello. I don't think they're paying.
Did you see the hand clap, Rich? I don't think there's a whole lot going on there.
No, I'd be asleep by 8 o'clock. I go, thank you, but I'm out.
But she is moving, isn't it, this week or next week? She and Barron are moving down to the White House? Yeah.
Yeah, they found a school that will cater to his, he has special needs. So, yeah.
But if the season's out in New York anyway, isn't it?
This week, I think.
School.
And then you got to wonder how much Secret Service protection will the Trump Tower get? In other words, they're talking about it. Now that they're not there, what is it?
Yeah. Indeed. Why is that important?
What?
What goes on at Trump Tower? Is that just
if they're there,
they have to be protected.
Yeah, no, but I mean,
and if they're not,
the amount
the
of attention
can move in next door and they can hack the place.
As you know, the Trump Tower is home to all those servers that are being pinged by Russian banks, and if we could just break in and get all the information, we could get rid of evil Trump once and forever, all. So we've got
there
to get into the basement.
Evil
of Trump.
Thoughts from the evil one, Joe Crummy, on the broadcast at 21 after the hour.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
24 at the hour, our review of the talkers' list of items that are big, the fodder for conversation. Research done by listening to radio shows, radio pros, listening to radio stations that do the news talk format, and following their guidance. Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. We find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television, but that list is complete in there every week. You know, I'm going to digress a bit because this came up last week, but it wasn't until after we'd recorded I had to do things a little differently because it was actually at the Talkers Convention last week. And so I had some of the talk show hosts. But after the fact, I went into the room where Sean Hannity was being... One of the things about the Talkers Convention this year that was better than has been the case is that everybody was one-on-one. And you really learned something about each of the people that were there to be the focus of our attention. So Hannity got the Freedom of Speech Award. And a lot of things came up about the so-called... protests and the people that are going after him, and it's the same old group of people that try to go after all the conservative talkos. And then he started talking about some of the other people on the air. It's really interesting. You wonder sometimes, and I didn't get a chance to really talk to him, I just said hello. But this thing this week that came out about he and about him, let's see, correct English, the discussion or the back and forth between Joe Scarborough and Sean Hannity. And why the two of them seem to be fighting. Scarborough is right of center. His wife, did they get married yet, Brzezinski?
Oh, yeah.
No, engaged. They're engaged.
They're engaged.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. So she's not a Trump fan. Matter of fact, she and Joe had looked like a pretty good argument on the show about something regarding the...
It's good that they can still do that, though.
Yeah, it is good. It's healthy. I agree. But anyway, the point is that one wonders whether this is a real deal between Joe Scarborough and Sean Hannity, or is it just theater? I don't know that I think any of them... I think they're capable of anything. They have a good... Yeah, you know, got a lot of media attention. But what the heck are they arguing about?
Sean's not a faker, though.
No, he isn't.
Sean's pretty...
I agree than that.
Yeah, I mean, what you see is what you get.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the arguments between Joe and his wife.
No, no. I'm talking about the arguments between Joe and Sean. has been a big
Oh, I would totally go with Hannity for real on that one.
What do you mean?
That he's not faking it. I mean, Hannity, as Rich said, Hannity is Hannity. No question about it.
Yeah, there's no theater there. He is who he is. And, you're seeing
so
the
how much
guy.
Influence do you think those names have on the public's thinking? Mika ripped Trump's mental health apart, and they had an argument about that. Joe said, I'm not talking about this. She said, he's crazy. But who pays attention to that stuff, really? Is it just there? Is it just so much ho-hum?
Well, people either agree with that or not. I don't think that because Mika says something that someone's going to be swayed into thinking that, you know, Trump has a mental disorder when they used to think that he was awesome. You know, I mean, no one's going to, I don't think that has much influence.
I think Victoria's right. I think there's a lot of people that come to the table saying he's crazy.
Yeah.
And she's just
a lot of people have been saying that. Yeah, for years. Yeah.
But the reality is, I mean, you look at the far left and the far right, who are 24/7 cable news and talk radio and everything, and what's the actual percentage of the population who is that crowd?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I was Ubering around yesterday trying to get my car, and a guy asked me, he goes, what do you do? And I said, I'm a podcaster. And he goes, what do you talk about? I go, well, I don't know. Politics. Get out of the car. You know, it was like, okay. And the guy's clueless. I mean, he knew about the cabs.
You have a classic car, and you let just anybody take care of that thing. That car needs
my guy is super duper, so I had to Uber back and forth to get the car. But I'm just saying, the average guy, I don't think, really understands it. I was pitching him on the podcast. You know, evil thoughts, evil thoughts, evil thoughts.
Evil thoughts, 28 past the hour.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
We're here to purchase some time from you to get you into the swing of things when it comes to your favorite format. I know that people who listen to this program with regularity are eager to find out what thoughts people like Joe Crummy have, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, and me regarding the issues of the week. The program that Victoria and I are on doesn't make, as a matter of course, these sorts of discussions our primary focus, because we think there are more things in the world to talk about than just politics. However, it is a mainstay of a lot of what is on the radio, and the proof's in the pudding. More people are listening now, and it is the Trump effect, and so that's good. But then there are going to be other programs that just don't do this, and so in this circumstance, on this hour of the program, Joe Crummy is here, Rich McFadden is here, and Victoria Keelan here to take apart some of these things, like the British elections. Number four this week on the countdown. I suppose I should review these, though, one more time, right?
Please, everybody
to hear.
Yes, you know, I was hoping you would.
Number 10, Joe, you're such a character. Major League Baseball action. 9 is the finals in basketball and hockey. Wonder Woman is number 8. Actually, I want to talk about that. Qatar and the diplomatic situation there, where all of the primary evil apparently is. It's not on Evil Thoughts with Joe Crummy. It's in Qatar. So maybe you go over there and do your evil thoughts there, Joe. Let's see here. The NSA contractor who was arrested, the climate situation in Paris, which I think at this point in time, most people have, if you think it through, this is how Trump is. This is how he negotiates.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to stop doing this, and then let's talk
about
how we can make it better.
I'm out of here.
Yeah. Right.
Right now, now sweat it and get me back.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Make it worth my while. More importantly, make it worth the while, you know, I'd say. And we have, I don't understand what it is. I really don't. The psychosis that goes along with themes that seem to, things that happen that seem to be deliberately putting our country at risk. I don't get that. I mean, I think most of the people who are serving have good intentions, but they have this warped sense of what's good. Like, if there's a better example, I don't know what it is, but the Sanctuary City thing, how is that good for America? How is it good for even, it doesn't make a difference what side of the aisle you're on. Even hard people to the right, hard people to the left, agree that having sanctuary cities is just plain bad.
No, it's good if you're a lefty wacko.
No, I don't think so. I do not agree with that.
See, I'm a lefty wacko.
Now everybody's going to jump in now.
No, I'm a lefty wacko, and I don't think that it's a good thing.
No, I'm a lefty wacko.
I don't even fully understand.
But you're not a lefty wacko. That's your problem.
Yeah, you're
not
a
lefty wacko. Lefty wackos think sanctuary cities are great because it'll get more lefty wackos in the mix, which means they'll win elections. It'll get more lefty wacko policies, which they think are better for the country. So bring it on.
Here's a question that I've had, and Doug and I have talked about this on the DJV show, and I don't think, Doug, either of us have come up with a real answer. What's the real benefit for the lefty wackos? Like, what are they really fighting for? I still don't understand.
With regard to sanctuary cities or just
yes.
in general?
With sanctuary cities, what's the argument? Because I have yet to hear what the real argument is.
I think it's all about they see an individual who needs help, and they want to help, and they don't really think through whether it's actually helping that person and the cost to helping that person.
Compassion.
I'm a compassionate person, so is Doug, and both of us are still kind of like scratching our heads on this.
Right, but they don't think in reality, and you know, if you, it's like if you go out and you feed a pigeon in the park every day, and the pigeon all of a sudden,
I don't want to interrupt. I got another one. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Guilt.
Yeah,
guilt.
Guilt about what?
Yeah,
you're doing better than them.
I mean, there are a lot of people that do feel bad because they do well. Here's what I think is the difficult thing, and it makes this a hard play. Wise people who say, I don't know, when there is a question about something like, what would be the ramification of having sanctuary cities, like we do in California, like some people want to do here in Massachusetts, like some people want to make Washington a sanctuary, wherever, they're all over the place. But what is... The wisdom here is admitting you don't know what the answer to that is, because you don't. You don't know what would happen if these things, I mean, I can speculate, and so can everybody else here,
right.
And what I speculate is that nothing good comes of it. It's just wrong, wrong thinking, wrong action. It just doesn't make sense for anybody to support this, and yet there are people who do, and vehemently so, to the point we have in the California legislature a proposal to spend, what is it, $2 billion to protect the illegals from getting deported? I mean, it's some crazy
thing like that. Yeah.
Nuts.
You know, and it's
It's hard to, I just can't figure out an argument to justify that at
there
all.
There isn't one. That's the problem.
Well,
I will tell you that my...
Somebody must have an argument. I just haven't heard a good one.
My son-in-law... we don't get into these conversations much because
he's a lefty wacko.
He is kind of a lefty wacko. So, you know, he thinks that we have such great, we have everything is so great in our country, we need to share it and help people from elsewhere. And I get that.
Right.
I sort of
exactly
get that.
Right.
I get that argument.
That we reached our position of dominance by pushing and shoving. Look what we did to the Native Americans. Look what we do around the globe.
Well,
that was pretty
accurate.
Much the Obama foreign policy, if I may mention.
But we have done things that suck, Joe. We really have been.
Everybody does. I get that.
Not justifying it. There are plenty of people who are evil everywhere. The world's full of evil people. But fortunately for all of us, there's more good people than evil people. But the evil people get more airtime than the good people. Who cares what somebody good has to say about something that's pleasant?
It's boring.
Yeah.
Right. We should. The evil people give me the mic. That's exactly right.
That's why murder, fire, drug
sales
is all the news.
Yeah, right. All right, here's something that was in the news at the end of the week. That has nothing to do with the countdown. It just is cool. The story of this young guy who climbs into the back of a car at O'Hare Airport and says, I got to get to Buffalo. Let's go. The driver didn't know who it was, and he didn't want to pry. And he, you know, it's something that, okay, I want to go to Buffalo.
Well, yes, see, there's your mistake.
He didn't even know where Buffalo was.
Well, anybody that wants to go to Buffalo, right there, it's like, okay.
The driver was an Iranian who came to this country and came under the program that legally puts out. You need to help people like this guy. There are lots of Iranians, by the way, tons. I know tons of Iranians live in Los Angeles who have come here on various programs, and they've stayed, and they are real contributions to, a lot of them working in the medical field, they're contributions to what goes on here. So anyway, this guy's just off the boat from Iran. He doesn't know anything about it. He's just barely able to get around Chicago. And this guy named Sharice Wright, who plays for the Buffalo Bills, was on his way to some kind of
combine
thing at the stadium,
mm-hmm.
and he can't get on a plane, so he says to the guy, "Drive me to Buffalo." The guy says, "Where's Buffalo?" And the fare was $632. Then he gave him a $400 tip or something. It sort of got me thinking about a couple of things. How cool is that, in a way? It's kind of a fun story. But then you understand that many of these drivers are people that come from other countries who come here looking for opportunity. And we don't think driving an Uber car is that big a deal, but for somebody like that that comes from nothing, they're educated in Iran, but they don't have opportunity, so they come over here. And it puts our country, I think, on display, and it puts to use good people who want to work and who want to come here. Are there Americans who want to do that? I think plenty of anybody who wants to drive for Uber, no matter what, you can drive if you pass the field test, right?
Yeah, that's a
And you got to have the right automobile. But I love that about this.
I'm thinking about all of my Uber rides, and most of my Uber rides, if I get in a cab, I can pretty much guarantee there's not a quote-unquote American.
Yeah, driving.
Some kind of an immigrant driving the cab, right?
Yeah.
But in Uber, that is not the case at all. It's quite the opposite, I think. Yeah. And I never even thought about that.
Yeah. There should be a day, maybe Uber Day, where everybody has to like take Uber for a day and get to know everybody else. No? Okay. Sorry. No. I'll take that back.
The top stories of the week. Let me give you 60 seconds on the top 10 items from the Talkers folks. This is, according to their research, the list of the real active conversation tips. Sports Talk Radio occupy number 9 and number 10 with all the major NBA games, the NHL finals, what's going on in Major League Baseball. At number 8, the film Wonder Woman, which I would say from my own vantage point was quite a good, entertaining, and fun movie. The Qatar tension, diplomatic ties being cut with them because of their connection to terrorism, number 7. The contractor who was arrested work for the NSA, number 6. A continuing conversation of the focus on getting out of the climate accord and how Trump is using that to sort of negotiate a new position. British elections, number 4. The Iran terror attack, number 3. The Russian investigation, number 2. And Comey, as you can imagine, number 1. All right, Joe Crummy, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen with the stories of the week according to Talkers Magazine at talkers.com, 44 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
When you need it, spent a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Great knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Gold Bond pain and itch relief cream with lidocaine. Gold Bond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact and numb away pain and itch. New Gold Bond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
A global pump manufacturer, Grundfos, recently polled consumers to learn how they value water and water services. The results show a divide between water professionals and American consumers on water issues. For example, while 80% of water utility managers expect a water shortage within the next 10 years, half of all respondents believe they'll never be affected by a water shortage. And while current events like the water quality crisis in Flint, Michigan raise consumer awareness, one-third of those surveyed said they don't know enough about the condition of their water supply. The aging infrastructure of America's water system is another looming issue. Grundfos executive Robert Montenegro explains why his company is helping water utilities to educate consumers.
Grundfos is a leader in sustainability and energy-efficient pumping systems, so we are well-positioned to focus public consciousness around these issues. Knowledgeable consumers make powerful advocates, exactly what the ailing water infrastructure needs right now.
To find out more, visit whoRunsTheWater.com.
when you need it. Spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the Angry Mosquito Relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Gold-Bond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Gold-Bond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Gold-Bond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
On the list of people from Talkers Magazine this week, Kevin Durant, number 10, Reality Lee winner, The Leaker, number 9, Hillary Clinton, number 8, Theresa May, the Prime Minister of England, number 7, Loretta Lynch, former Attorney General, number 5, Jeff Sessions, the current Attorney General, John McCain, number 4, Michael Flynn, number 3, Donald Trump is in the second position for the first time in months and months and months and months and months because he was pushed aside by James Comey, who is 6'8" and he can push people around. Trump was, people say, wow, he's looking at him, he's pushing the people around in Europe on the trip. Well, Comey pushed him around pretty much in the news media. And I guess the question comes down to who you believe. If you like Trump, you believe Trump. If you like Comey, you believe Comey. And so it goes around in a circle. But those are the names on the people list this week, courtesy of the leadership and research done by the folks at Talkers, talkers.com. All right, 46 past the hour now in our talk radio review. All right, so let's see what we do with this. Lots of times on talk radio programs, we talk about the military as heroes, all of them. I get off of the bus at that stop because I don't think they all are. But I found this interesting in a way. I heard it being discussed in a very colorful way, but yet not disrespectful. The story of a Navy SEAL who's been in the Navy, decorated 23 years, this week was placed under investigation by the Navy because the NCIS, you know, they have these new, the NCIS stories that are made up, dramas, and now they got a new NCIS show on CBS that actually takes you to the stories that are making, that really are happening, that the NCIS people are investigating. And one of them is a fellow from San Diego who's stationed there, a special welfare, warfare operator Joseph Schmidt, is side, his sideline is to star as a porn person.
Oh.
29 films, including Apple Smashing Lap Dance and Strippers Come Home. Let's see. His name on the screen is Jay Vroom.
I like Apple Smashing Lap Dance.
Yeah. Right. So the Navy, but he's on his way to retirement anyway, and he decided to do this because he doesn't have enough money to retire on, and he figured he'd be good at it. He must be if he'd been in 29 films already.
The Navy, I saw his picture.
You what?
I saw his picture.
Which picture? The movie or the picture?
There is no, not his, not a movie of his, of course, not me, but I'm just saying I saw his picture. He's totally buff, right? This guy.
Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of guy that does those pictures, I guess.
I guess.
Anyway, the investigation could impact his retirement benefits. Why? What right do you have? Is there something in the Navy code or the military code or whatever it is that you can't? I mean, I'm...
Yes, don't you know that sailors have impeccable reputations when they're on shore leave? You know, come on.
It's also conduct unbecoming a...
Why is it any different than what Joe just said? So you ran around with a bunch of your friends and you picked up a bunch of ladies at a bar and you spent the weekend with them. Why is that any different than going out and getting paid for doing the same thing?
He didn't film it and put it out on the internet.
Make money on it.
But he didn't wear his uniform.
He's pitching it as, hey, I used to be a Navy SEAL and now watch me go. I mean, it's like, I don't know.
There's a double standard, I think.
Really?
I think, Doug, you know what? The more I get to know you, I think we should party.
I like your attitude.
Huge partier.
I like your attitude. You man. He has one drinking story that involves half a beer.
Right.
And that was while I was on the air in Cincinnati to prove what it was like when I got drunk. I needed to take a breathalyzer test.
Oh, God.
Anyway, well, I just it just seems artificial. Mm-hmm. But in the world of that in that league.
Well, maybe they feel they have to do it. I mean, maybe they don't really care, but they're thinking we are the United States military. We can't just allow this without at least protesting a little bit.
You got to believe that there are a lot of guys in uniform who heard that story and are really jealous.
Hey, a lot of guys not.
Why can't I do that? Joe Crummy, who is the original evil thinker, does his thing on iTunes, his podcast, Evil Thoughts. Rich, thank you.
You're welcome.
Curia, thank you.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 past the hour. Time for us to do a countdown of the top five songs.
Top five what?
The top five songs I was about to say.
Oh.
That's not this part of the program. I have so many different parts to the program. This is a way for us to check what's going on in the world of technology for this past week with the top five items of interest, starting with Victoria going through the need from our country. Well, at least they're talking about if you're going to apply for a visa, you got to have certain things.
New rules,
what is it?
Yeah. Well, the U.S. is now going to ask certain visa applicants to hand over information on their social media accounts. So the State Department rolled out a questionnaire that asks for a 5-year history of your social media accounts, phone numbers, email addresses, as well as a 15-year history of your physical address and the names of your employers and any other names that you've used. Like if you've had different last names, they want to know all of that. The social media thing is interesting because that's been kind of controversial. They're not asking everyone. They're only asking certain people, which you can sure imagine which type of people are going to have to hand over their social media stuff. They're saying that the answering the questions on this questionnaire are not mandatory, but pretty much if you don't answer the questions, you don't get a visa. I think that's kind of the message. People who are suspected of posing a threat to national security, which they say is an estimated 65,000 applicants per year. So this is all part of the extreme vetting that President Trump had promised during his campaign, and the Department of Homeland Security launched several social media screening pilot programs in late 2015 is when this started after the San Bernardino terrorist attacks. So this is now becoming much more mainstream, and I think this is something we're going to see more and more of.
Top five items in technology this week. Number four, cell phone privacy laws in the focus.
Yeah, the Supreme Court has agreed to hear a case that could determine how law enforcement obtains cell phone records in the future. This has been very controversial so far. Of course, we remember that Apple refused to hand over information to the FBI on cracked iPhones. Google has also denied access to things like that. So the Supreme Court is now going to take on this case. This specific case that they're hearing revolves around a man accused of stealing a lot of smartphones across Ohio and Michigan. In his original trial, police actually used his cell phone location data to prove that he was in the area when the robberies took place. And so it's called the Stored Communications Act. Right now, it allows law enforcement officials to ask phone companies, whoever your cell phone provider is, to give them government information. And all they need, they don't need a warrant, all they need is sort of reasonable doubt. And or a good enough reason to ask for the information. So the Supreme Court at the time said that, no, you do need a warrant, and now they're going to revisit that. So we'll see. And this could definitely affect a lot of cases going forward.
All right, next up, the end of the road for Radio Shack.
It's true. Yeah, it's a sad day for Radio Shack. They've closed more than 1,000 stores just since Memorial Day weekend. And this was not anticipated. The parent company of Radio Shack had actually reported, you know, some earnings and had said they would slowly close certain stores, but no one expected 1,000 stores to close all at once. And it only leaves 70 stores across the country now. Originally, Radio Shack was within 3 miles of 95% of American households. I mean, Radio Shack was everywhere. And so, you know, as online retailers have taken over, it's really hurt their business. So now they'll only have stores in New York, Pennsylvania, and in Texas, where that's Radio Shack's headquarters now. They were in Boston. That's where they originated. But yes, they have since migrated to Texas.
Number two, an amazing Amazon story.
Yeah, Amazon is slashing the price of Prime memberships for customers who are on government assistance. The company announced this week that anyone who receives government aid, like food stamps, will pay only $5.99 per month for a year-long Prime subscription, as opposed to $10.99, which is the standard fee. And all you need to qualify for the discount is a valid electronic benefits transfer card, which is an EBT card. EBT cards you can also use to buy things on Amazon. Anything that's not alcohol or cigarettes, pretty much, you can use an EBT card for. And these programs are called the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. That's known as SNAP. That's another benefit, another government benefits program that will allow you to qualify for this discount on Amazon. And, you know, the real reason they're doing this is because Walmart is one of their biggest competitors, and Walmart made $13 billion last year on customers using SNAP benefits alone. So this is good business for Amazon.
All right, a few seconds for number one, Apple and new products.
Yeah, the big news this week for Apple, they didn't really announce a whole lot except for the HomePod. It's going to be $350, available in December. They're way behind the eight ball between Echo and Google.
There they are, top five items this week from technology. 59 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.